Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 32. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with me, Justin Smith, and the legend, Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Now, when you say legend, do you mean old, like an elder lemon or a smelly cheese? Or are you just saying I'm a wonderful person? And I just want you to clarify that, please.
I'm saying you are the stuff of legend. People will be telling tales of you long after you've gone.
Well, as long as they're good tales and not bad ones, I don't mind. Anyway, yes, it was a bit of a mad hatter. That's what they'd probably say. Bit nuts, bit crazy. Cuckoo, ha ha, hoo hee hee hoo. Anyway, yes, Justin, how was it going, Justin? How are you today?
I'm okay. It's the end of half term week. And no, I haven't been at school. I've been off because Ruth's daughter is off school this week. So yesterday and today I was on child minding duty. And yesterday we got rather soaked driving out in the rain and then going for a walk to a post office to post a letter, unsurprisingly.
Oh, okay.
This is quite important, and we wanted to go and get it like recorded delivery so it was tracked and all this.
Ah, yes, good thinking.
And her daughter's carrying the envelope. We get to the post office and she goes to put it straight in the post box. I'm like, no. Managed to stop her putting it in there. So I was like, don't lose that. I was like, that's the whole point of why we actually came to the post office. So we went in and found, oh yeah, it shut on a Thursday. We're recording this on a Friday, listeners. Yeah, due to staff shortages, this post office will be closed until further notice on a Thursday. And I thought, well, I didn't get the notice in the first place, let alone further notice.
Yeah.
So wow. After that, we went into the shop that I play Blood Bowl at, and I taught her how to play Blood Bowl, and she beat me 2-0.
Wow.
And if anyone is asking, I did not go easy on her. She just beat me.
Wow. So you've managed to teach Mini Root.
Yes, I got beaten
by a game.
Yes.
An ace. And I'm 56 and I still haven't managed to get my head around the rules of Blood Bowl, even though I played it in your smelly league a few years back.
Yes, well. Game's moved on since then. There's new rules.
I wish you all the best, Justin, for tomorrow's little tourney.
Thank you. Tomorrow I am hosting my own tournament and I've got 25 prospective players all looking to take home the trophy, and then I shall be off down the key grinding place where I shall get their name engraved on the shield that I've got. I've bought a shield so I could have each the winner each year engraved on it for prosperity. And yeah,
is this going to be a yearly thing?
That's the plan.
So they win it for the year and then they have to give it back.
No, they will have a trophy to take home that says they are the winner, but I'm keeping the plaque that has each.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
because the difficulty with taking it home is, what if they don't play next year?
Exactly.
Yeah. So no, that was not to happen.
What are you calling this tournament?
What do I call the tournament? It's the Suffolk Subterranean Showcase, which is a bit of a mouthful, but Suffolk being the county we're in.
Yeah.
And subterranean because I wanted to put a little spin on it, make it a bit different. So yeah. I decided to use the underground weather table.
And very then, good.
Now it just is SSS and got a bit of alliteration there.
As opposed to the SS.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
I mean, there might be some rules lawyers, but.
Gestapo.
Then it would be rules Nazis, no?
Oh, no. Okay.
And today we walked down to a different place. Oh, yeah. So we played in the shop. Then we went to the coffee shop next door for lunch. Came home. And I said, right, we'll go to a different post office. We got there at 2:10. Sign on the door says, closes at 2 o'clock. So, rubbish. And then, we got up this morning, went and posted the envelope, and then had a bit of a snacks and film day this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, I'm going to be doing the tournament on Saturday, and then packing to go back to Swindon on Sunday for a couple of days' work, and then editing next week.
No, well, I can edit if you want,
Justin.
No,
you can't. Shush.
I can edit if I want to edit, Justin. I just want to say we should record in the same room more often because it's so much easier to edit.
You can't edit this week because if you did, you would find that my audio track does not get uploaded and you'd be sat there going, well, I've done mine, and it's a bit of a one-man show at the moment.
Yes, I could overwrite your voice with my voice and imitation voice of Justin. This is John Craven. Anyway, so
what's been going on? Obviously, 2 weeks ago, you were sat next to me here in the room.
Oh, the joys. Oh, the joys, yes.
And now you are home. I did put out the photo when you arrived and, you know, here's happy column. And then as you were leaving, where it's here's wet, miserable column.
I still thought I looked just as happy in the second photo as I did in the first, but there you go. Yes, we had a lovely weekend over there in Justin's. We went to the party, Roots 40th. If I'm allowed to say that, maybe 21st, well, who knows?
I said it 2 weeks ago, so
okay, grand.
It's not secret. Okay.
And yes, I was. It was fun. I had 3 pints, which now I've been told I'm never to drink again because my doctor has told me my pancreas levels are up and now my thyroid is underactive. Ooh. So, yeah. I have to stop drinking now or else he'll kill me. I said, well, if I don't stop drinking, I'll die either way. So who gives a shit? Anyway, so I went back to the doctors today. I have my 6 monthly blood test results. And he wasn't in the good mood. But I cheered him up eventually by telling him I'll take his poxy drugs. And he only charged me €30 instead of the 50 that he charges everybody else. I said, what's wrong with you, doctor? He said, I'm stressed. I said, why? Because all the people want to come in on a Friday. I said, what? All the people want to come in Friday, and that's what's stressing you out. I said, think of all the money you're getting, 50, 60 quid a pop, I said, and you're giving out. I said, you try living on 210 pound a week, you little schmuck. And yeah, I did say that to him. So he laughed then, and he says, I said, well, what am I going to do for fun now that I won't be able to drink? He said, have sex. With Sandra, not with somebody else, he says.
not with him.
Not with anybody else. I don't want you coming back in 6 months' time saying you've got sexually transmitted diseases because you slept around. Anyway, so there you go. That's the Irish wit of a doctor who's from Egypt. Anyway, so yeah, so that was that. Then when Justin left me to the airport, I made sure I got on the plane and made sure I left the country and not never to return again until maybe another couple of months. Christmas morning, I'll be down in Justin's sitting room. Happy Christmas! Anyway, we know Justin doesn't celebrate Christmas, but I wonder, because you've got another 2 people in the house now, will you be forced into celebrating Christmas with Christmas jingles on trees and ho-ho-hos?
I mean, there'll be a tree.
Has the conversation started?
There'll be a tree because for all intents and purposes, Ruth and her daughter have now moved in. Ruth's house has sold. She is...
Thanks to Collie for coming over and helping her sell it.
Well, as it happens...
While I was there.
While you were here, we got an offer on the house.
Yeah.
And as you left, they pulled out.
Oh, did they? Okay.
And someone else has offered.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
accepted. So it's okay.
So what you're saying is I should have stayed there for another week and then made sure the house sale went through.
I don't think you would have been allowed to stay here another week.
You're damn right I wouldn't.
The girls were getting a bit restless, not sleeping under the same house as their cat.
I know, yeah. It found it very stressful. Anyway, us two didn't appreciate the comforts of a cat, did we, Justin?
Well, I'm cat agnostic.
Agnostic, you're very good, Justin.
I accept the existence of cats. I'm just not a fan, nor would I harm them. I'll let them survive.
I used to think you were people agnostic too at one stage, but there you go. But I know better now. So I went back to the doctor. He told me let's give up the drink or else. And then when I came back on the Tuesday, a package arrived.
You got home on the Sunday, surely?
Yeah, but when I the plane took a detour.
Like getting in. It wasn't like going home.
So I got back on the Sunday with the goods in hand, 400 smokes. I smuggled 400 smokes in with 2 bottles of whiskey. Job done. Everybody's
happy. When you say smuggled, do you mean in the bag they gave you, not like
Yeah. Not up to Jaxie, no. I can't fit fags up my
Jaxie.
That was
just a bottle of whiskey. Half of it anyway.
So everybody's happy.
They said you're walking funny and you said, yeah, I've just got a turtle head poking out.
So then, when I came home from college, I discovered a package there. My first thought was, what have I bought? I can't remember. I don't think I've ordered anything. I opened it up and there's a Switch game in there, Sonic Origins, and a lovely little note to go with it from Justin Root and Minnie Root saying I was a legend and thanks for being such a good friend. Now, Justin, as you well know, I've told you this on numerous occasions, I'm not a Sonic fan. So then I thought to myself, well, this is obviously payback from the time I sent him them shit games. Or maybe he wants me to discover the delights of Sonic.
Well, Sonic Origins Plus is the original Sonic, Sonic 2, Sonic 3,
yeah.
Sonic and Knuckles,
yeah,
Sonic CD.
It's got them all in there. I told my son-in-law, my future son-in-law, I got Sonic Origins on the Switch. Oh, deadly, Sonic 2 was the best. So he clearly appreciates the Sonic franchise because he was a Sega boy when he was younger. So he does appreciate that. So, yeah, I'll play it for him and you, of course. And, I played the first level, the Green Hill Zone. Yeah, got past that. It's fast, isn't it?
It can be.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can finish the levels in, 30, 40 seconds in some of them.
Not me. Anyway, I lost my rings a few times. That's all I can say there.
Yeah, you want to keep an eye on your ring.
I will. And so, yeah, so I just want to say thank you very much for the lovely surprise. It's in a lovely box and it's got a lovely manual to go with it.
Well, I took everyone out to the shop while you were here to have a full English breakfast. And
you did, Justin.
You were quite enamoured with a full English.
I was, because it was the best full English that tastes like an Irish I've ever had in life. The sausages were delicious. The bacon was gorgeous. Well, we call them rashers over here. We don't call them bacon. And I was a bit disappointed that poor old Justin and his lasagna didn't get delivered on time. Didn't get ordered, even though I heard him saying it. But the girl behind the counter, obviously something happened in the till and Justin went, "Are you okay?" And she goes, "Yeah, it's okay. No problem." And then I was thinking, wow, that's a fairly cheap price for 2 full Irish, some mashed potatoes and
a kid's meal.
A kid's meal and 2 drinks. I said to myself, well, that's very good value. But no, it wasn't to be because they left out poor old Justin's lasagna.
Well, whilst you were finishing up on that, I had said to Ruth, I'm going to pop over and pick up the game. and I was going to go to Argos and go get it. But annoyingly, even though it said in stock, when I ordered it at the till, it said, cool, we'll contact you on Wednesday when you can come and pick it up. I was like, no, that's not right. So we got back to the house and Ruth discreetly got that there jungle-based website to deliver it.
Oh, so that's where you went, was it?
Yeah,
you left to us.
And so I paid for the game, only to then not have it.
Wow. So you'd prepaid for it to pick it up,
yeah.
Even though it did. Oh, fucking idiots. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. All right, so that's where I was wondering why
you were. Yeah, but, you know, that was because we wanted to get you something nice, and hopefully you will see the joy of Sonic. Certainly Sonic CD is acknowledged as one of the best ones.
Sonic CD, okay, yeah. I'll try
A lot of people played it because you had to have the Mega CD, or for you American people, the Sega CD.
Ah, yes.
You know, because everywhere in the world called it the Mega Drive, but they called it the Genesis, so, you know, we have to go with them.
But, of course we do.
But no, when you arrived, you went, oh, okay, and here's something for you, and you'd given me Pikmin 4, and then you said, and here's something for you, and you'd given the girls Pikmin 1 and 2, and so we've now got every...
1, 2, and 3,
apart from 4. Apart from the DS version, we've got every iteration of Pikmin now. I think there's one on the mobile as well, maybe.
Not sure. There was, yeah.
Yeah. But no, we now have 1 and 2 on the GameCube, 3 on the Wii U, 3 Deluxe on the Switch. Maybe I don't have 3 on the Wii U. I don't know.
You do, because I have it. I think, remember something happened there, and what was it? You were supposed to send me something, but you gave me the code or something like that. What was the game? I think it might have been Mario Kart, actually, or Mario 3D World. I remember that, but I have Pikmin on the Wii U that I don't have. Digitally. Wow. Oh, classic. Well,
anyway,
enjoy.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's the plan. We plan to enjoy that.
Thank you very much, Justin, for a lovely weekend.
You're most welcome. So, back at college?
Yeah, back at college now. We have our final exam for operating systems on Tuesday week. Then on Wednesday next week, I'm going to see the Chemical Brothers with Fully Sober. So that should be fun. And then I said to my mother, I won't be up next Wednesday. I'm going to see the Chemical Brothers. And she went, what?
She said, hey, boy.
Is that a science girl. Class or something?
I said, no. Superstar DJs, here we go.
It's a rave, I said. What are you doing for a rave at your age? I said, because most of the people there will be my age anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And then she said, where's your head at?
Exactly. That was Basement Jacks. Anyway,
oh, I don't know.
Yeah. So I have a busy week ahead, and poor old Sandra's got a bit of a stuffy, coldy chest at the moment.
Oh,
so
dear.
Share out to Sandra. Yeah, yeah. So she's got some antibiotics, and yeah. So hopefully she'll feel better soon. And then we had Amelia over the week, Wednesday last week, gone for 2 nights. So that was fun. Yeah. She's at that stage now where you pick her up, put her down, pick her up, put her down, and then your back goes. And then you discover the joys of a thing called a stroller or a walker.
For you, not for her.
So as much as Rachel doesn't want her to go into the walker, and I had we got a lend of it off Sandra's friend, and we stuck her in it, and away she went. She was quite happy. Yeah. So there you go. Fun-filled fact week. Oh, Justin.
Yes.
I did something naughty.
Oh, dear. Are you telling just me or the world via the podcast?
Oh, sorry. The world of podcasts, all 5 of you people that listen. 55, probably. I got Red Dead on the Switch.
Oh.
€40, physical.
That's not something I was expecting to hear.
No, it's not something I was expecting to hear either, but there you go, I got it. So I finished Red Dead 2, which was an awesome game, if a bit slow. It took me several months to finish.
Yes.
I keep a tracker of the games I've played, and Red Dead was in the monthly list for the last 4 months, so there you go. But yes, I did DM you and tell you I finished, and you went to leads nicely into Redemption 1.
Yes, I did.
So there you go. I've done talking now, Justin, and over to you, Justin, in the studio.
No, I like this column talking bit where I just sit back and, you know, wind you up and set you off, and then sit back and say nothing. Because normally half the show is you going, oh, I suppose Justin will talk about for 10 times longer than I will.
Well, when we get to the movie section of the TV show, that's be your time to shine, as they say. I'm just taking note of the time here, Justin, and I don't want you to be stressed out editing a 3-hour podcast like we used to do back in the good old days.
Well, no, we can't do that because the girls want to say hello to you, so I need to make sure that we can end the recording before it is Ruth's daughter's bath/shower time.
Cool. Okay, good.
So, well, as you're trying to speed me up, I will ask Colm, what have you been watching?
Oh, yes, there's another story I meant to say. Well, you see, I was at the dentist on Tuesday, right? This is leading into this. What
I was going to say, you've been watching the dentist? Do we need to get...
Yeah, I've been watching the dentist. So I went to the dentist for a checkup and everything was fine. And when I was coming back on the DART, which is our local train service, you know, used for Dublin area, there was... no trains. The trains were down. There's probably leaves on the track or probably somebody walking on the track. Who knows? But they don't tell you. They just say the trains are out indefinitely. So I had to get the bus. But you know me, Justin, and sense of direction is not great. So I ended up getting on the bus. But I got on the right bus, but I got on the wrong way. So it went to the terminus. I had to get off of the terminus and get back on the bus again to go back into town.
Right. It took me a minute to understand how you can get on the bus the wrong way. What, did you walk on backwards? No, of course, you got on the wrong side of the road.
Exactly, yes. So while I was there, I decided I'd watch some more Star Wars Rebels because I had my headphones things on. So I watched a few more episodes of Star Wars Rebels, season 1, up to episode 16, I think I am now.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm enjoying it.
Good. I told you you would.
I still haven't watched the... I watched one episode of the new series, of the other thing that... Yeah, but I haven't watched any more, so I'm going to wait till I've watched all of these. So, yes, I think it's good. I think it's good. It's for adults and kids as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm enjoying it, so, yeah. Long may it continue. There's 4 seasons, is that what you said?
There is, but they are not all as long as each other.
Okay, good. Then I watched The Equalizer 3 on Amazon, I think it was, yeah. Equalizer 3. Well, The Equalizer 1 was good. The second one was okay, and the third one was okay. I think they're continuous, actually. But I felt like I should have watched the second one again just to refresh my memory, but I didn't really need to. So... Yeah, he gets injured in this one and he has to mend up and he's in this Italian town and yeah, there seems to be baddies everywhere he goes, so he can't escape the baddies. So then I watched XXX State of the Union.
the one with Ice Cube in it.
Yes, Ice Cube baby, yes. Now, to make matters worse, I watched this on my PSP.
Wow.
Yes, I have it.
Oh, digging out the 2007 stuff there.
Yes, so, yeah, it was okay. I mean, it's just,
How bad was the motion blur? Because when I watched Spider-Man on the PSP, it was horrible.
No, the motion blur is okay because I have a 3000 model, I think, which is better than the 1000 model. Right. So it's not too bad. And then I watched The Burial. So it's a sort of a... oh, God, I'm not going to say it again, am I? It's got your man in it. Yeah. Fucking hell, haven't I? So it's got Jamie Foxx.
Right.
And Jamie Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones, not Jamie Lee Jones.
Jamie Lee Curtis is the person you're thinking
of. Yeah, sorry. Tommy Lee Jones. So it's based on a true story. So basically, this Tommy Lee Jones owns a set of funeral homes in a town and he's coming on a hard time. So he wants to sell some of them off to this Mega Books corporation who own half the funeral homes in the world, in America, say. And he agrees a price and then he discovers that they're not coming back to him. So one of his lawyers said, his friend said, I think they're just trying to stall you until they get a better price and bloody blah, they can't do that. So Jamie Foxx is the flash in the pan sort of lawyer who does claims only. He doesn't do business contracts, you know.
Okay.
But he convinces him to take him on, and he it's good. I won't tell you what happens, but anyway, it's very good. It's very watchable, and it's not something myself and Sandra would watch usually, but we ended up watching it and totally enjoyed it. So yes, I would recommend it. So there you go, Justin. What was your what have you been watching, Justin?
Well, my last thing watched would be Phineas and Ferb on the Disney Channel.
Is this a series or do they have a movie as well?
Well, lots. There's several series seasons and there's many feature episodes / movies. Today we watched the Marvel crossover, which features Phineas and Ferb and Thor, Iron Man, Hulk and Spider-Man.
Really?
As well as Whiplash, Red Skull, MODOK, and Venom.
I didn't know Phineas and Ferb were gone into the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, well, this was several years ago because Stan Lee is also in it. So that makes it for a couple of years.
Yeah, but Stan Lee was in everything that every Marvel movie at some stage, wasn't he, before he died?
Yeah,
okay. Was that in his contract or was that just something the producers and directors...
I mean, he probably did it for free after a while.
Yeah, say so. Anyway, sorry. So Phineas and Ferb, is it... I know of Phineas and Ferb, I've just never got into it.
So the whole point of Phineas and Ferb is, in America, the school holidays for the summer seem to be over 100 days long.
A bit like here, then.
Here, you finish at the end of July... last week of July, and you go back first week of September, so you're lucky to get 6 weeks.
Now, here is, if you're in primary, you finish the end of June. If you're in secondary, you finish the end of May until the end of August.
And do they expect kids to learn anything?
They don't. That's why I had to go back to college after 20 years.
Well, fair enough. And so, the point of Phineas and Ferb is that they are a couple of presumably junior kids.
Yeah.
And they have summer holidays off school. And every episode is, hey, what are we going to do today? And they do something crazy and make some invention that realistically, if they could make them, then... well, they would be getting Nobel Prizes and be heralded as geniuses.
Okay. And so it's based on children's imagination.
Yes, and their older sister is always trying to bust them, you know, get them, report them to their mum.
Yeah.
Who always conveniently arrives just a second late to witness everything when it's, you know, been removed or shut down or anything. So the girl always looks like she's going crazy.
Yeah.
And our main reason for watching this is because we'd finished our other series that we were working through, and even though Ruth had tried to promote it once or twice, Little One finally said, hey, can we watch this? And so we have been.
Verdict?
It's weird. It's nonsense. it's harmless.
Okay. But does it wreck your head, Justin? Because we know because you don't do weird and nonsense. So.
Like today, the one episode we were watching, there's a bunch of school kids inside a giant balloon inside a giant bubble, and it's being flown around in the air, and it's going to land on some spikes. So one of the kids starts hyperventilating, which inflates the balloon. And they go, oh, look, all his deep breathing has put more air into the balloon. And I just looked at his daughter and went, look, I know I'm supposed to just accept this as a kid's program. But there's two reasons why that wouldn't work. Firstly, they have not got any external source of air. So the only air they're putting in there is air that's already in there. And secondly, carbon dioxide is heavier than oxygen, so if anything, it would make the balloon go down faster rather than go up in the air.
Did you get a look of, oh dear?
I got the look of, yes, you're right, but this is a cartoon, Justin. You know, this is brilliant. The same child that when we tried to make her watch things like Roadrunner, her response is, wow, cartoons were really violent in your day. It's like, yeah, but it desensitised us. So the next programme we've been watching on Disney Plus, this one is courtesy of me. One day I was getting sick of watching the same programmes over and over on endless repeat, because I'm sure you understand what that's like, having been through that.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed the remote and said, I'm picking something, and I picked a programme called KIF. So this is another cartoon. KIF is a squirrel who goes to a school in, I think they call it Tabletop Mountain or something like that.
Yeah.
Tabletop Town. And it's very creative. The first episode, you know, the girl is watching and trying to pay attention to what she's doing, but watching, and then trying to pay attention, and then, you know, starts edging a bit closer to the TV. And then, like we had with Rebels, after a while it's like, can we watch more episodes of this, please? So she was well on top of it, and we proceeded to watch all of season one. From what I understand, KIF, as in the word, is a South African slang for, like, cool. Having looked this up to try and, you know, see if there's any significance. But, yeah, it's probably based on your pre-teen age type audience.
Yeah.
So if you've got, you know, well, clearly 8 in our house, 8, 9, 10, that sort of that age. They should enjoy this.
Nice.
Then I watched The Creator.
Oh, yes. Now, I would have loved to see this in the cinema.
Well, I could have taken you to see this because it was on when you were here. Mm. I can't think that it's going to be on too much longer, but it's got David Washington or whatever his name is, the guy from Tenet, in it.
Yes, okay.
And I've never watched the film AI, but I imagine the plot device is very similar to this.
Yeah, isn't it? It's the same dude that did AI, isn't it? Same creator or something? Or it's the same, yeah, okay.
But the concept of this film is, well, it's a bit like Mass Effect, you know, with the Quarians and the Geth. Imagine if humanity embraced AI and let it develop, and but still it maintained its
distance.
Its lock against harming humans.
Yeah.
And, you know, to the extent where people are having like chips embedded in their brain, like Elon Musk wants to do, and things. And yeah, being genetically upgraded left, right, and center. And then one day, there's an explosion in America, which is considered to have been set off by the AI. So the Western world effectively bans AI and outlaws robots and, you know, tries to switch them all off. Whereas the Far East, they are still in unison with them.
Mm.
And then you've got your man here, David, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He's undercover in the Far East to try and expose, like, where the AI rebel base is, for want of a better phrase.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, look, he's suddenly sympathetic to them.
Okay, yeah. So the story doesn't seem to be very deep, does it?
It goes on for a long time, but it became very predictable because you're like, you've got, you know, the military. It's a bit like Avatar. You've got the military types who are so dead set on, no, we're going to end everything. And then you've got the guys like, oh, well, I'm not going to let you end everything because actually they just want a chance to live. They want to live in harmony. You know, they even go to what is effectively Tibet, and instead of it being all monks, it's robot monks.
Okay.
You know, that's how much they've embraced it.
All right. Mm.
Visually, this could not have been made 5-10 years ago.
Mm.
But the level of green screen technology these days is so impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you think nothing of seeing someone have a human face turned to the side and everything from, like, the eyebrows back is metal.
Yeah.
Well, even the girl in Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Now, I think she wore a suit for all that, but when she had, like, her transparent stomach and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... It was all right. It just, like I say, seemed a bit predictable. But I was on board. I was immersed. I enjoyed it.
Okay. All right. It's 2.5 hours or something?
It's something like that, yeah.
But
like I say, you can see how it's going to end, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other film I've seen, which I actually saw several weeks ago, but I kept forgetting to put it on the show notes.
Right.
And every week Ruth would go, you haven't mentioned that film yet. We watched See How They Run. And this has got Sam Rockwell and Saoirse Ronan in it.
All right.
So she's allowed to have her own accent for a change and not, you know, be a fake Aussie or Brit or whatever. Yeah. And the concept is there's a stage play, and in the film, the stage play is being turned into a movie, but there's a murder. And the hilarious line from the trailer is that the body was then brought and put center stage, you know, staged, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a murder, it's a Cluedo
type
thing.
It is a Cluedo type thing, yeah. So everything that they're doing to try and work out who the killer is, Saoirse Ronan is constantly going like, oh, they've confessed, we better arrest them. And, you know, Sam Rockwell's always going, slow it down. That's not what's happening. Yeah.
Okay.
There's quite a few good laughs in it, and it becomes very self-aware toward the end. And, you know, the very end of the film's immensely corny. But
yeah,
I enjoyed it. And I know Ruth did, which is why she kept saying that I should talk about it.
Cool.
I actually wanted to see it at the cinema when it came out, but I never got around to it. So the fact that it is free on, I think it's on Disney Plus, but we were going to watch it on Amazon. But yeah, I'm sure it's on Disney Plus now.
Okay.
I'm suggesting giving it a go.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you. So, on to the Twitter comments. And there was a bit of a Twitter flurry this evening. I'm sorry, people that have embraced the world of X. We are going to continue calling it Twitter here.
Yeah. Move on.
Ian, Bit Dead, at Bit Dead 77 says, fantastic show, gentlemen.
He did. To which I replied, thanks, Ian.
And Ian asks, did you have a good time in sunny Ipswich?
I said I did, thank you. Justin Root and Mini Root treated me like a king.
And Ruth was chuckling away to herself as she replied. And I have now seen it and the picture that she put up, saying, yeah, we dressed him in spandex and made him sing Jailhouse Rock over and over. Oh, not the king. I'll see myself out.
To which Ian replied, I want pictures.
Yes, well, there are no pictures. The only pictures taken were of Colm at the airport and Colm at the airport.
Exactly.
Not even Colm having a go at me at Ruth's party, because having realised we had no bin bags, I went to the shop to get some. And when I got back with them, he was like, we've done everything. We've said it. Like, where were you? And I'm like, well, I was getting bin bags. I'm like, we need bin bags. And I've been told, unfortunately, by the end of the night, Ruth's daughter had a violent upchucking incident, and several of us decided to start trying to clean it up because it was on the carpet. Ruth took her home.
Yeah.
Colin was coming back with me to this house, so we're cleaning up, and I've been told by Ruth's friend that the phrase "Colin, get your hand out of the sick" is now their favourite phrase ever said.
I was just merely helping clean up the sick. I have two kids. I had two kids. I'm well used to cleaning up sick, even when it's my own. Well, after vodka.
There were plenty of people scrubbing away at the carpet. Right?
Yes, there was. It wasn't just me. Okay. No. Yo, Colm, get down there and clean that sick up.
Well, you were busy trying to run around with a broom.
Ah, it was a good time. Good time.
I'm very thankful for your assistance and for trying to intimidate me into doing more work.
The sausage and chips were very nice too.
Good. Yes. I am glad.
Glad.
So question of the fortnight I put out was, Justin and Colm will be recording on Friday. As we approach the end of October, we'd like you to tell us your favourite scary movie / TV show / game. Don't go into gory details, but you can tell us what makes you love it. Now, the reason I put don't go into gory details is because I don't want spoilers for anyone else that may not have played the game or watched the TV show or film that you are a fan of.
Yeah.
So, shall I ask you first, Colm? What do you think? I mean, for me, whilst I haven't been back to play it, I really, really enjoyed playing Dead Space on the PS3 because of the way, like, if you were playing it with headphones, you'd hear Isaac in your ears.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's got to be Resident Evil 2. Yeah, definitely. Even the original. Because wasn't that the one where you're walking through and the dog jumps out the window? Oh, that's the first one, is it?
The first one's the infamous Doberman jump through the window.
Oh, yeah. That's quite early on. That scared the shit out of me. Yeah, that scared the shit out of me. But no, I started to play Resident Evil 2 Remake on the Xbox.
Yeah.
And even going into the first room, I'm shitting myself. And there's nothing happening so far. The eeriness, the overall. Just the scariness of it all. I can't actually play it.
Well, I will remind you, having played Resident Evil 7 in VR, that you were disappointed how calm I was on stream. And then I ended the stream and then just thought, I'll just go back to that area in the centre of the house. Walked through the corridor and a bloke burst through the wall and I went, nope, and just took the headset off.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But fortunately, that wasn't on stream.
Oh, that should have been on stream.
Yeah, just a few minutes afterwards.
Classic. Oh, brilliant. I'm glad you told me that now.
Well, the listener response is, Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, movie, Dawn of the Dead, 1978. Just in case anyone was going to confuse it with the recent version.
Great movie.
Game. Resident Evil 2. Original. None of this third-person remake shit. That is what Colin's playing.
Yeah.
TV show. Spitting Image. I've had actual nightmares of being attacked by those freaky puppets, especially the little tiny bastards.
Yeah. Oh, Spitting Image. Didn't that come back at some stage?
They did do it for a while.
Yeah, that was classic.
Yeah.
God, they took the piss. Long before the fucking South Park came into the world.
Oh, absolutely.
They really took the piss out of the politicians and Margaret Thatcher and Prince Charlie. Yeah, well, he's not Prince Charlie anymore. He's King Charlie now, isn't
Indeed.
He? He finally got his kingdom. So, thank you, Dave. Trillion, Penguin in Human Clothing at Bouncy Cynic. Movie, Silence of the Lambs. Oh, yeah. TV show, The Walking Dead. Game, Resident Evil 4, but only on the Wii, using the Wii remote as a light gun. Oh, very good. I'm not very good at being scared. I avoid most scary things, but these are the few I can tolerate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you there, Trillian.
Yeah, she's not good at being scared. If you want to test this theory, and I suggest you don't, you can just wave a balloon at her. That's enough, because the balloon popping is enough to make her jump 3 feet in the air.
Okay, right, Grant. Okay. Mm. That's why you had no balloons at the party.
That's why there was no balloons at the party.
Good,
not
good.
Not only her, but her aunt is also just as bad, and we don't want to take responsibility for anyone having a cardiac episode. Paul W. at just_wondering_ says, Resident Evil 7 in VR. Wow, what a scary experience, even on the lowly resolution of the PSVR. Tons of jump scares and very atmospheric.
Hmm.
Not when I'm streaming it and Colin's going, geez, man, you're not affected by anything. There's a woman coming at you with a chainsaw and I'm just going, yeah, she's going to cut off my hand. Oh, and look, she's cut off my hands, yeah.
Mike Green at the Path to Amen. It's Halloween, so surely it's got to be the Halloween series. Just because Michael Myers is a badass who won't die, evil and terrible, but still badass. Smiley face with tears of joy.
But he is dead, though, isn't he?
I mean, they managed to
kill him in every movie and then resurrect him for the next one. I think it was, yeah, Dave Yellowbug is doing a watch with his mum at the moment of the Halloween and the Freddy series. And I'm sure he put up saying, like, what? I don't know how the timeline is working because we, you know, Michael Myers got killed in 5 and he's now being resurrected in 8 and, yeah, whatever. Sean at Sean_est1976 says, so many to choose from. But we recently watched The Exorcism of Emily Rose. That was a good one. Thumbs up.
Nice. Mark plays occasionally at Varied Deadbeat. A Nightmare on Elm Street 3. First horror film I watched as a kid and it's awesome. Great kills and great characters. So, once again, Justin, only 2 people answered the whole question correctly and the rest followed.
Well, to be fair, I was only expecting people to give one example. I wasn't asking for all of them.
Ah, very good.
However people interpreted it, thank you very much.
Thank you. So, some podcast mentions, 60-point Game Boards, 60 Minutes With, Here's Out, Lapse Gamer Radio. That's it. Another show in the bag, Justin.
Woo-hoo. Another show in the bag. Thank you very much, Colin. And what will you be doing with the next week or so until we speak next?
Well, it's Bank Holiday Monday over here, so
fantastic.
That's good.
You'll be able to enjoy it without having to worry about speaking to me or editing or anything.
I love speaking to you, Justin. So, did it sound sincere enough? I don't know, really. I've just got a couple of cans left to finish off, and then I'll finish them off, and that's me done. And then I'll... I think Rach is coming up tomorrow, so for a few hours. So, yeah, they're having awful trouble getting her to sleep. But, you know,
sorry,
that's their problem.
I need to ask. You just said, I've got a couple of cans to finish off.
Yeah. Beer.
And what? And then, oh, and then you're alcohol free.
Yeah.
What will you drink? Just
water.
Just the flavoured water, not making the mistake of buying the sparkling and then having to just power through it going, oh, well, I can't admit I bought the wrong water, so I'm just going to drink it.
I don't care. That was quite nice, that sparkling water. Some sparkling waters are more sparkly than others, but that was nice. So, yeah.
What makes me laugh is you can buy diet sparkling water. It's water. You should... Can you have diet?
There's no
poxy
carol. There's no calories in water. How can you have a freaking diet?
Yeah.
Oh,
which then shows you that the food taste has calories in it.
Wow. Oh god. Anyway, so apart from that, I wasn't streaming today because it's just I've just been exhausted the last couple of days, so maybe it's my thyroid. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, I couldn't get
I
up this morning.
I noticed you weren't streaming this morning, because I actually made an effort to get up this morning. And we all sat at the dinner table, and normally I can hear Ruth watching your stream and having a chuckle. So I opened Twitch, and there was no column. And I was like, oh. Well, that's ruined my morning.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, so, nah. I just... going to reschedule, maybe do it in the evening times or something like that. I don't know at the moment because I'm finding the winter times very hard to get up at 6:45 to set up the stream. And then, yeah, I don't know. Wait and see. Who knows? When I'm, you know, off the beer, maybe my energy levels will go back up again. I'll be, well, not that I was ever energetic in any way or hyperactive or anything like that. But, yeah.
You'd think
who
that,
knows?
But Wednesday night, Ruth was like, you know, all keen to play games and whatnot. We're playing Baldur's Gate. And then all of a sudden she goes, no, I suddenly need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And she tried walking into the kitchen, nearly fell over. I was like, no, you need to go now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I stayed up and played on the VR.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen you finish. Yeah, we can talk about that next week or the week after that.
Yeah.
Cool. What about yourself, Justin? You'll have a busy weekend ahead, will you?
Yeah, it's running the tournament tomorrow, then back to Swindon, a couple of days of work, driving back here Wednesday night, and then a couple of days at home before going to Norwich next Saturday to play in a Star Wars Armada Store Championship, which is... you know, much, much more serious than I thought I'd ever play in for that. And nice. I fully expect to do badly, but it's just the fact that, you know, another of these situations, I can pay a few quid, I can play with the lovely stuff that Ruth got me for my birthday.
Nice.
And then putting out the podcast. So, yeah, there is one more thing I am going to mention. I don't like ending the show on a downer, so I'll be sure to try and crack a joke or something before we end. But unfortunately, Janine, my friend from Swindon, who I lived with for a few months when I sold my house last year, and before buying the house here, she got admitted to hospital a few weeks ago, apparently went in with a stomachache. She was still in a week later, and unfortunately she passed away due to cancer on Sunday. So,
sorry, Jimmy.
She's more or less the same age as me, so 44.
Wow.
And whilst solid information hasn't been disclosed, with the speed and everything, she just, from what I understand, she went in with a stomachache. And then effectively never came back out again. I wouldn't be surprised if it's pancreatic cancer. She definitely was told there was a cancer.
Yeah.
And clearly that was what took her. So I just want anyone listening to take a little bit of care with themselves and not be... Not convinced.
Dismissive.
Yeah, not convince themselves that if there's anything that's a bit different, you know, that they're normal. One of my friends in the Midlands, he recovered from pancreatic cancer, which is normally a killer, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's what Janine had. His wife happens to be a nurse, So one day he woke up and he was a little bit yellow, and they were like, that's not right, go and get yourself checked out. And he had some surgery more or less straight away, and he's recovered, but he lost a lot of weight. And yeah, with that type, it's normally a case of, if you're feeling symptoms, it's usually too late to do anything about it. So just you know, there's enough bad stuff going on in the world. We try very hard not to get political. We're not going to talk about the situation going on in other countries, because it seems that there's a lot of hot topic about one country at the moment, and people are forgetting that it's still going on in other countries.
Yeah.
Just look after yourselves, everyone. We want everyone to be safe and happy, and because of that, I will tell you that I want yesterday, the day before, I was having a conversation with Ruth about Elvis that we mentioned earlier, and we were talking about what would Elvis sound like if he was French, and I just went, oh, well, thank you very much. And she walked down the stairs laughing her head off. So, yes, that's my impression of French Elvis. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Colin. Where can people find you, Colin?
Sorry. People can find me at Multiplatman on the X, Twitch, whatever the feck it's called. Elon Musk's
X-Twitter, not X-Twitch.
Twitch, yeah. Twitter, yeah. And you can find me at Psalm67, twitch.tv/ what the feck, I'm losing the cool now. Psalm67, yeah. So I'll be back streaming at some stage. Might even stream later on tonight, who knows?
Well, I might be checking that out if you do.
Okay.
So if you would like to get in touch with the show, you can tweet at LastSaveLoaded. You can email LastSaveLoaded@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me and you're not already doing so, then that is at OnYour6 on Twitter. And I am OnYour6 on that there Blue Sky thing. Not that there seems to be much interaction after the initial buzz. So who knows if that's going to take off. But since Twitter, they've now started saying, oh yeah, well, people are going to be able to just randomly call you on it. That's one of the proposed features. I think they'll be driving more and more people away. Anyway, that's all from us. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, where Colin will be hosting and we'll be talking about some video games, including the recent game that I have finished on the VR.
Nice.
And
your thoughts on the new Mario.
And my thoughts on the new Elephant Mario, yes.
Cool.
But yeah, until then, all that remains to be said is it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. What happens if you win your own tournament?
I won't allow myself to win overall.
Okay.
But there's plenty of people there to verify that I'm doing things correctly, including the area rep for the what's known as the governing body for the game.
Very serious. Okay, good.
Yes.
So you'll be in bed nice and early tomorrow and up at the crack of dawn.
No, I don't know. Well, Dawn is my aunt, and I don't want to be anywhere near that.
I wouldn't blame you.
And no, I only get the keys at 10 o'clock, so I don't need to be up early.
Okay, right, Grant. What time does it officially start at?
10:30.
Okay, and what time does it finish at?
6:30.
6:30. Oh, long day. Will you be taking breaks in between?
Yes.
Good.
Maybe I don't like want 10, you. 15 minutes between each game.
I want you to.
Because I've got to do all the admin.
Of course, yes. What's the prize?
They will get a trophy and the...
A big kiss from Justin.
The winner will get a pitch for the new edition that came out a few months ago that people are currently selling on eBay for about £50.
Nice. And are you out of pocket?
No.
Good. That's all that matters.
I budgeted everything. I've got a full itinerary and a full agenda for the day, and I've got an expenses spreadsheet where I calculated everything, and I've even got two of the local players to sort of join my organising committee, for want of a better phrase, so that I could be seen to not be pocketing loads of money out of it.
Of course. Very good, Justin. Okay, yes. That's good. Sorry about all the questions, but there you go. I just have to make sure you're doing everything above board, which I know you are. And you're not making tons of money off these poor blighters.
No, not making any money off them.
Oh. The burial. The burial. Even though it says bore.
Yeah, but burial. That's because how you spell bury is B-U-R-Y.
Yeah.
Last question of the fortnight.
Because Justin Knowles replied and we didn't get him.
Ah, thank you.
So, the last just question of the fortnight.
Are you sure we didn't say that?
I checked. He didn't come in until the 16th.
Colm, it's the first answer on last question. Look at the show notes for 3.31, because I remember him saying only one could get and then him saying I won.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Beep. Well, that's given me some adults.
Stop.